coração.
Tambor já me chamou.
É, a batida do tambor.
Tambor já me chamou.
Bate que bate no meu coração.
Tambor já me chamou. Tambor já me chamou. Tambor já me chamou.
Only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water.
Have you ever been away from home, not a water fountain in sight, not a dollar in your pocket, and you've been thirsty? You should consider bringing a water bottle with you. Staying hydrated is super important to your health and well-being, and having a water bottle on hand is a great way to ensure your body gets all the water it needs. Plus, you'll save money and the environment by not buying disposable bottles. And you can decorate your water bottle in cool ways. So next time you're out and about, bring a water bottle. This message is brought to you by your water-sipping DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Cool water, clear water, water.
I was 8 years old, running with a dime in the hand. The bus stopped to pick up a paper for my old man. I'd sit on his lap in a big old Buick, steer as we drove through town. He'd tussle my hair and he'd say, son, take a good look around. This is your hometown. This is your hometown. This is your hometown. This is your hometown. In 65, tensions were running high in my school. There's a lot of fights between black and whites. There's nothing you could do. Two cars in a light on a Saturday night. In the back seat there was a gun. Words were passed and the shotgun blast. Troubled times had come. To my hometown. To my hometown. To my hometown. To my now Main Street's whitewashed windows and vacant stores. Seems like there ain't nobody wants to come down here no more. They're closing down the textile mill across the railroad tracks. The foreman says these jobs are going, boys, and they ain't coming back. Your hometown, your hometown, your hometown, your hometown. Last night, me and Kate lay in bed, talk about getting out. Packing up our bags and maybe heading south. I'm 35, we've got a boy of our own now. Last night I set him up behind the wheel, said son, take a good look around.